Good afternoon, Avi Yorish. How are you?
I'm doing great. I know that Parkinson's is a little more cheerful, but certainly if I have to compare trees down and Parkinson's, I don't know. That's a tough one, Kathy.
Okay, so I didn't mean that Parkinson's is more cheerful. I meant that what we're talking to you about and the innovations coming out of Israel, you know, with how Israel is working towards a cure and proper management of Parkinson's. And I was actually saying that you've written this incredible book called Thou Shalt Innovate, and it's about Israel's impact on the world and how it's changed.
And certainly certainly seeing a big impact when it comes to Parkinson's from Israel, for sure.
Yeah. So
big picture, as many of your listeners will attest, there are about 10 million people on the face of the planet today that are diagnosed with Parkinson's. In the United States alone, 60,000 additional people every year are diagnosed with this horrible neurological disease. And effectively, what many, many patients are using today to be treated for Parkinson's is something called deep brain stimulation. And that is like putting an electrode into the brain. It's like having a pacemaker for the heart. You stick in an electrode and it pulses the brain in order to reduce the symptoms that are associated with Parkinson's. Now, I will point out, Kathy, that procedure was not innovated in Israel. That was innovated in the 1980s by a man by the name of Alim Louis Ben Abid in France.
Yeah.
But in 1989, Chagai Bergman, a professor at the Hebrew University, discovered that if you pulse the brain in the basal ganglia, which is directly in the back of the cranium, you can reduce the symptoms associated with Parkinson's. Now, the only problem herein lies in the fact that if you don't get it to the exact spot in the brain, you either turn someone into a vegetable or you kill them. And so scientists for a long time have tried to figure out, how do you actually get to the right part of the brain? As it turns out, every part of the brain emits a unique sound signature. So in other words, one part of the brain emits one sound and a different part of the brain emits another sound. And so an Israeli Arab couple based in Nazareth started a company called Alpha Omega, which for those listeners that read the New Testament is a verse from the book of Revelations, which essentially called for, I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And this Arab Christian couple from Nazareth figured out that if you get to the exact spot in the brain, you can use that using sound. Their technology today, which is a GPS for the brain, allows brain surgeons all over the world to pulse the brain in the exact area to reduce the symptoms associated with Parkinson's. Their technology today is used in hundreds of hospitals around the world and literally has treated millions of people in reducing the symptoms.
Isn't that incredible?
What a phenomenal story. Avi, I've seen probably one of the worst videos I've ever seen ever, where this man was basically having his head chopped open while he was fully conscious in order that he could speak to tell the doctors when they had reached that spot.
Correct. So, that is part of the interesting, you've put your finger on it, Simon.
I mean, so if you could save somebody going through that, I mean, that was barbaric and medieval in terms of,
but it was the best we had.
It was the best we had, but what an unbelievable, advance. And I must say.
And the results, and we are seeing tremendous results. Now, interestingly, the 2.0 part of this technology has come out most recently in the last year or two. Israel has now discovered that if you use, sonogram, you can literally use the same technology that when women go to have their, to figure out either the gender of the baby or to make sure that everything is well in the uterus. They are now able to use sonogram technology to, instead of having to open up the cranium and pulse the brain, you can actually have a focused sonogram beam that heats up the area of the brain and literally focuses on in order to reduce the symptoms. Again, using that same technology based on sound, but instead of having to actually open up the cranium, we're now able to see that you can have a focused sonogram beam on that part of the brain.
Avi, is there funding for this couple? Are they going to get this product to market?
Oh, so this product has already been around for 20 years. Literally, this company is Israel's largest Arab-Israeli high-tech company. This company does quite well, and their technology is in hospitals all over the world. This is not a new product. The GPS for the brain is already resident in hundreds of hospitals around the world, in the United States, Europe, and in Asia. I don't know about South Africa, but I would imagine it's in South Africa already today.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's here. So when we were talking about this, I actually put it to Simon and I said to him, you know, if you look, if you want to boycott Israel or any other country, how far would you take your boycott? Would you take it until it's not comfortable anymore? You know, it's one thing to boycott products you'll never use. It's really something else to have a family member who is in a life-threatening position, and now the only source of that cure or management for it comes from Israel. So I did wonder about that. What would you do, Avi?
Well, let's zoom out for a second. Former President, U.S. President Jimmy Carter today, who wrote not a particularly flattering book on Israel, today is taking medication to treat the cancer that he is, that he has with medication from Israel. Now, certainly we can discuss this divestment and boycott, campaign that's happening against Israel, but certainly let's look at some of the technologies that would significantly impact the quality of one's life were they to engage really in an orthodox manner in divesting from Israel. Certainly anyone who's using instant messaging coming from Israel. Medication for Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis, Israel. If you want to have voicemail, voice over IP, cherry tomatoes, the chips in our computers, driverless car technology, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, literally when it comes to defense, water, medicine, science, agriculture, we're seeing technology that's coming from Israel, and that if you really decided you wanted to boycott it, you would really go back in many ways to the Stone Ages.
Amazing. Interesting. Avi Yoresh, we look forward to speaking to you next week. Have a wonderful one.
I look forward to it.
And thank you for sharing with us.